My name is Austin Tresson. I'm governor of High Bankwood College.
Bars on the windows, people walking around, young people clearly in groups who are being escorted. This is still a prison, isn't it?
It's a load of medium security prison. Staff don't wear uniforms and neither do our students. And it's not just the sign on the public roadway that indicates a change. We wanted to actually change a culture and create an ethos that actually this is a place of opportunity and a place of learning.
Good morning.
All right.
How many students have we got this morning?
Yep.
How long have you been in High Bank for, Glenn?
2.5 years.
What kind of things have they had you doing then?
Tobacco boxes, chairs, tables, whatever it is what you're interested in, you know what I mean?
Had you ever done anything like this before you came to High Bank? Any kind of job or skill like this?
Nah.
And what happens to all this stuff once it's made then? Do you kind of
just out the front there and sell it?
We leave the Woodwork Centre and just across the way is the bricklaying masonry workshop, I guess.
Bricklaying, yes. And then we have another horticultural unit, a recycling centre, and a pet therapy centre as well. Well, this is our bricklaying workshop, and the young men in a workshop setting. But then from that there, the whole thing is to make it as realistic as possible and then extend projects into the wider site.
Before I came into High Bank, I was studying at Southeastern Regional College. When I came in, I was informed that you've got the choice to do your level one, level two in maths and English, if you didn't have any, and there was also Open University. I put my name down for that and for psychology.
You're clearly academically very strong and you enjoyed education on the outside.
Yeah.
How did you end up in High Bank?
One moment of madness, because I was in a car and then I ended up, you know, split second decision, landed me in High Bank.
When did you get out of here?
9 months left.
And what then? What are your plans? Are you going to continue with education?
Definitely, yeah. I want to go back to college, and the prison is helping me with proceedings of how to go to apply for my course at the Belfast Met, because there's Belfast Met teachers in here and stuff. So there's a woman who comes in and she helps me with kind of brushing up with my memory, you know, and getting back in the whole education thing, you know, because it's been a while since I did, you know, full-time education.
Thomas, how long have you been in High Bank for?
5.5 years.
What have you made of this education stuff that they're doing over these past few days? Is it working? Is it being received well by the other guys here?
It's a good opportunity, you know, for people who want to better themselves and learn.
You have an interest in catering?
Catering, yeah. I've always had a love for food. Like, what am I saying, in the middle of doing the MVQ level 2?
Do you think guys who are in High Bank have it tougher when it comes to a job and a career once they are released?
I wouldn't just say High Bank. I'd say anybody that's in prison find it harder to get a job, because I suppose it's that stigma that's attached to people who've been in jail. You know, if you've put your head down, you've got your qualifications, and you're qualified enough to fulfil the position that's applied for, then why should being in jail stop you? Like, I'm going to prepare my CV in here before I leave. You know, there's somebody in here that would help you do that and stuff. So
is a part of you a bit nervous about leaving?
Nervous? No. Excited? Yeah, definitely. You know, to get back to my friends, back to my family, and definitely an exciting time for me, yeah.